Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. This morning I want to teach you something very important. And I want you to treasure this message, and treasure this teaching for the rest of your life. Is that clear? So I want you to treasure it for the rest of your life and walk in it. In just a minute, can you bow your head and say, Father, help me. Let every veil catch fire this morning. Open my eyes of understanding. Please go ahead. Ask him, help me to have unusual revelation. Help me to have unusual understanding this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Now, please pay attention. I want to teach you walking in honor. Alright. Walking in honor. And I want to give you a very important anchor scripture. Proverbs chapter number 15, verse 33. Proverbs chapter number 15, verse 33. Proverbs 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So, the instruction that brings wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And before honor is what? Humility. Can we read that scripture together? 1, 2, 3, go. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is humility. Before I show you another scripture, I'd like to bring forward a dictionary definition of honor. Honor is recognition of importance or value. Honor is recognition of importance or value. To honor a person is to respect the person. Honor is recognition. So, honor in itself has a lot to do with recognition. If you are going to walk in honor. You know, scripture says in Exodus chapter number 20, alright, from verse 5, going down through the commandment. And one of the instructions given in Exodus 20 is, honor your who? Father and what? Your mother. So that what? Your days may be long. So there are many Christians who don't walk in honor. They struggle to honor anybody. They struggle to respect anybody. And let me tell you a very important principle. There will never be transference of grace or possibilities without honor. For instance now, it is not because I laid hands on you that will make you walk in what I'm walking in, it is because I feel honored. You can never share in the inheritance a man is walking in if you don't honor the man. You may be smart, but you can't live long if you don't honor your parent. That's scriptures. In fact, scripture says that the children that insult their fathers and their mothers, their light will be put out. So it doesn't matter if you have the best doctors taking care of you. Proverbs chapter number 18, verse 12. Proverbs chapter number 18, verse 12. Proverbs chapter number 18, verse 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. That is, anywhere a man is destroyed, first it is pride. And before honor is humility. And that's why if you take a case study of what I want to tell you now. Alright? You have your, if you are a very diligent student of the Bible, you have your, what is it called? This is your study guide. Alright? And search everywhere the word pride was mentioned in the Bible, what followed it was destruction. What followed it was wastage. What followed it was the end of a man. Are you following what I'm saying? And listen, many, many, many times I've gone to many places and I can tell the reason why many ministries are small, and if care is not taken, they may never grow. I remember I was in a place not too far ago, and these people sent invitation and followed me up and followed me up and followed me up. I left this city around past 6 in the morning, was jetting there so that I can make it for the first session. I ministered in the first session, got to my hotel room. And there are hotels you enter, you don't feel honored. One of my sons lodged me in an hotel. And when another pastor came to meet me there, the pastor called him and was rebuking him in my presence. Because the hotel was smelling. When I entered, anybody who knows me knows how much disgust. If it was an external person, I would have called another son in that city to book my hotel. I will not even take chance. I don't joke with it. But I said, this is a son. So he doesn't feel it. So the pastor called him and was rebuking him. The next time he hosted me, I wanted to leave the hotel with my wife. The hotel people came and locked the door. I said, you can't go anywhere. He said, he didn't pay. So I had to call and then pay the money myself. And then I left. Then he said, he wants to bring me for that program again. Why? You see, so I went to this place and I didn't feel honored. I didn't feel honored. From about past 10 in the morning that I was staying there, till 7:25 p.m. before they brought one pure water. And somebody was always texting me, we are coming to your hotel now, they will come and pick you, we are 5 minutes away. I said, what is this? So not many people are trained to honor people. And I found out that, in fact, the ministries that dishonor people the most are ministries that have respected fathers. Because they feel, if you are not higher than our father, who are you? But what they don't know is that their father is in his own generation. We are the one in our own generation. So you see, ministries don't honor. Some pastors' wives don't honor people. They don't honor people. They don't honor their guest ministers. There are pastors who also don't honor people. They don't honor. If they bring, every guest minister they bring will cry and regret. They don't even honor their own fathers in the Lord. There are people, if you teach honor, they say, what are you telling us? Why is it too much? What was he telling us? So you look at their life. It is full of human effort and void of grace. Let me tell you something. If your boast is about what you have achieved with your own effort, who told you you'll be strong forever? Who told you that you'll be strong forever? So there are dimensions that you can never attract. In fact, honor is the catalyst when it comes to transference of grace. Honor. So many people don't like the subject and they don't want to learn it. And they don't want to know it. Sometimes people serve you food and you notice that the food is not honoring. My wife has gone to Lagos. The boys in the house came to serve me yesterday. I said, take it back. In fact, I don't even like anybody serving me food because you can't do it like my wife. Do you get what I'm saying? So I said, I'm not even going to finish it, but serve me like a king. And I must feel like it in my house. There are still many of you now that if you are given space to stay with great people, not even, even the way you do yourself, it is as if you adopted yourself, like you rented yourself. You cook junks, put rice and pour soup on top of the head. Like you are going to perform a ritual. Never marry a girl who doesn't honor you. She will die young. Yes. You don't like what I said now. Write it in capital. She will die young. Listen to me. Now, hold on. What did I say? The moment your heart is grieved towards her and you are anointed, she will be exposed to attack. I'm telling you fact. For the sake of length of days, you must, honor must be a major thing in your house. When I married my wife, she honored me at 11. But as we keep on living together, she begins to honor me at another level. Because God begins to open her eyes at different level and say, this is who your husband is. That statement I said, don't take it because you are woke girls. Don't take that statement. No, don't take it. Let me tell you something. Do you know the reason why in many homes where the mother is rude and all those things? Now, let me... Oh God, I'm careful. Let me leave it. Well, if your life will be sweet, you have to honor. In fact, no matter how gifted you are, if you are not a honorable person, you are not going to go far. Because those that will lift you will have to lift you to humility. And there are those who are not going to give you money, but can pour something upon your life that will make you even last to spend the money. So you see that honor has to do with recognition. So the reason why many people don't honor is because they don't recognize anybody. They don't recognize anybody. In fact, dishonor has a lot to do with ingratitude. Yes. When you see people who dishonor people, the devil and they themselves in cooperation with the devil have narrowed their lens only to things the people didn't do well. Do you get what I'm saying? So, for instance now, as I am a leader to you, I know people at different levels. I know those who honor and honor me. And I know those who don't. But they used to tell me that they honor me. You see. One day I was in a meeting where a father in the body of Christ was speaking. And he said something I've never heard before. He said, I know many of you don't like me. I don't like you too. Many of you are difficult children. So every father has different kind of children. You have difficult children. You have good children. You have people who bring you ease. And you have people who make you feel like you don't know how to do anything. You get what I'm saying? One of my spiritual daughters called me and said, Papa, I want to do this. I want to do that. And I said to her, I said, send me your account number now. She said, no. I said, send me your account number now. You know why I did that? Because I feel she has a different revelation of me. Whenever I think about her, I'm happy. I'm just excited. Just happy. Just sad. But there are people you think about who are grieved. Many times I go online and I see people post my picture and say, my father. And I don't even know. Even me too, I'm shocked. And I'm like, I don't even know. Sometimes I call people, I say, who am I in your life? Because I don't know. If I'm your father, I should have the honor. But I don't see it. So there are people you think about and you are very, very happy because they put you in your place and they honor you. I'm telling you. So one of the things I found out is that there's a level of grace that flows towards the joy of your father towards you. Try it with your earthly parents. Let me tell you something. One of the major secrets I have till tomorrow, when I go to my house and I meet my father, till tomorrow, I go to the market myself. And people know me a lot. Many, in fact, one of these days he called me and he said, I have to find a way of leaving this environment. Because everybody that sees me says that you are the father of Apostle. So that they will not come and carry me. You see. But whenever I go to that environment, I go to the market myself. I buy the stuff myself with my hand. I trek to the market. You see. And come back and I cook it for him. You see. And then I wash my clothes, his clothes, the same way I was washing it as a teenager. And I hang on it for him. Till tomorrow. That I'm married doesn't mean I've lost senses. So I notice there's a level of that flows from that. Some of you feel your parents are worthless. So your life is very dry. You think everything is by coming here and shout. When you are done shouting, you understand that there are things called principles. So honor has to do with what? Recognition. Say it again, recognition. For instance now, as I'm teaching you directly, one-on-one, do you recognize it? Does it mean anything to you? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Till all you have is tapes and I'm somewhere else, gone to another city or another country. Now say in those days when Papa used to be with us and spend time with us. I used to have one of my boys who didn't used to honor me. He didn't used to honor me. And I know when you have people who don't honor you, you know, even when they smile. It's a spiritual thing. Do you get what I'm saying? And sometimes the husband honor you, the wife doesn't honor you. They don't honor you, both of them. Because if the honor is genuine in their conversation, one will repent. Yeah. So this boy doesn't used to honor me. So I went to minister in the country and he was there. So, he wanted to see me. They didn't allow him to see me. They said, we are the one who brought him. So you can't see him. He stood outside my hotel though. I was hearing his voice. He was lamenting and lamenting. It was not a boy I was excited to see. So I did not get up to open the door. He was talking with them. This is my father in the Lord. Hey. But later on, he now began to get revelation. One of the ways you know people who don't honor you is that they don't even carry you along. You don't know their life. So, in fact, there was a time I woke up and I saw one of my spiritual daughters getting married. And I didn't even know. I didn't know. I've seen things. It still even happened last week. I just saw one of my spiritual daughters. This guy is getting married. I've never seen the boy. I don't know him. I don't know him. So, you see why you come to me and say, come on, my spiritual father, I look at you. Maybe you are part of the pain or the blessing coming. Time will tell. You see? And many people don't recognize the impact of people in their life. No matter what you do, they don't see it as much. What's he doing? Many people don't consider it a privilege to be prayed for. You lay hands on them. It's nothing serious. What was that? There's nothing. So whenever there's no recognition, that's the first level of honor. Recognition. You can't honor a person without recognizing the person. No, you can't. Your eyes of understanding must be enlightened. You now have an internal recognition. Once you have that recognition, it flows with appreciation. You are now grateful. For instance, now I recognize my wife. So it flows with gratitude. Just grateful. Just very grateful to God. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm grateful. Not everybody is privileged to have a wife who prays like she prays. Not everybody is privileged to have a wife who studies like she studies. So I'm excited. When I give my wife stuff, when she wants to greet me, we hug each other. Then she goes on her knees. Many times I just call her and I say, come. And I lay hands on her. So when there is impartation service, I go and lay hands on my wife. Because I'm happy with her. If I'm not happy with her, I might be crying to God secretly and say, the woman you have given me is a thorn in my flesh who may not make this work go as quick as you want it to go. Deliver me from her or deliver her from me, whichever one. You see? So I know earlier that my purpose on earth and the assignment I have has a lot to do with longevity. So I knew that I must marry a woman who has honor in her heart. I wanted somebody who was raised traditionally. Yeah. By people who have mirrored it. So when I went to my wife's house and I saw where the mother was treating the father, I was excited. She's likely going to be like that. You see? So nothing good flows where there's no honor. Nothing good flows. And you have to start humbling yourself. So, like I'm asking you, do you have recognition in your heart? Do you have recognition? Yeah. Many of you have my teachings, but you will not listen to them. You know, once in a while, I see some people just go and... One of my sons messaged me. And he said, I listened to your message that you preached. That message, I can't remember when I preached it again. And he said, it's ever fresh. Thank you, sir. I have sons and daughters who have never listened to my message. If I'm preaching, they will not even join. Very, very arrogant. Very, very funny people. Very, very arrogant. And they don't know much. Do you know as a father, you can have a son or a daughter you know will cry soon? And you have to be quiet? It is not the speaking of a father that is terrible, it is his silence. But many sons prefer that silence so they can have their way. When your father is quiet, cry. You cry to God. You see. So I have people that I know what will help them. I'm saying it. Some of them are in ministry. Some of them are doing life. I have one of them. That one just like to jump about. Just always jumping. People are playing. People are playing. If I come to name your child, naming ceremony, do you recognize that? Look at the man that has come. If I come to dedicate your child, answer on the child, do you know me in the spirit? Or you think I'm just what I'm wearing? If I directly pray for you, do you recognize it? If I'm on my knees interceding for you, do you recognize it? I have sons and daughters, I message them, they don't reply. Yes. They will reply. The devil is a bad devil. They will not reply. Some will take this, they now reply me, yes sir, thank you. Just by. No. I said, with time, Only ya loma je toju. I see things. I get humiliated a lot. A lot of humiliation. But I have an obligation from the Lord. What I have cannot be communicated without love. You see? And that's why going forward from now, I'm not in any center again. I'm not in Ibadan. I'm not in Lagos. I'm not in Ife. I will go to where I feel they honor me. So every Sunday, yes, if you like, don't come to church again. I don't care. I'm just going to look at the people that honor me, that receives me, that recognize who I am in the spirit. I think I like those Lagos people. Because as I told them to pray on Sunday, they were praying. In Ibadan, if you tell people to pray, they don't really pray. I don't feel they honor what I'm saying when you are praying. Yes. This is inside my mind, but you don't know. You see, I'm just here. Yeah, I'm just looking at all of you. So, yeah. And sometimes people feel his papa is not around, I won't come to church. You are doing yourself. You see. So the second level of honor is that the person who honors you will listen to you. You can't say you honor a man you are not listening to. And when people are not listening to you, the things you are saying, which is supposed to be part of their configuration, because it is not there, later on, they begin to die in those areas. In fact, people give me a lot of warfare to fight, because I've said things that will help and save the enemy trying to afflict them in an area. They miss meetings, they will not follow online. One of my daughters came to meet me and said to me, "I'm so sorry I didn't come to Lagos Church." I said, "Did you see me call you?" She said, "No." "Did I text you?" She said, "No." I said, "Because you are not in the category of daughters I'm expecting. So just be there." And I ended the call. Because this person doesn't listen to me. And I used to be scared of getting to this level in ministry, which many fathers are. And that's the level of silence. That's the most scary thing. I said, no, you don't have to apologize. I was not expecting you. If you had come, I would have been shocked. But I had other daughters that I called and sons. And I said, "Now, your father is in town. Come and join me and labor with me." You see? Yeah. You see? People who really honor you will listen to you. They'll pay attention to your words. Look at the book of Mark 12, verse 37. "It is possible to recognize me and not listen to me." Mark 12, 37. "David therefore himself called him Lord. And whence is his son?" The common people. "And the common people heard him gladly." So you know what I found out? One of the reasons people don't listen to the people they claim they honor is because they feel they have a level of result. So if I say, "Hey, come and pray now," you say, "I have money." That was prayer. You see, the devil is a stupid devil. He inflamed the heart of Pharaoh for destruction. You see, so I have people. This generation is the generation of charlatans. People will not, they don't recognize you, they don't listen to you, then they go online and hail you. "Hey, the man who speaks with fire." You see, I don't understand. Sometimes people say, "I pray for them," then they say they felt something shift, and me, I knew nothing left me. So I felt easier emotions. Okay, you don't like this truth. Maybe like when we are deceiving you. Because it's their emotions. There are people I'm praying for and I'm crying. "Oh Lord, prove it that you are God and answer this person." So people who honor you will listen to you. They will listen to you. That's the second level So people have people they say they honor, but they don't listen to the person. They say, I recognize you, you are this, you are, but they won't listen to the person. And one of the reasons people don't listen to the person they claim to honor is that they really don't feel they need what the person has. Pride is deep. They just feel, well, life is easier now. What was he talking about? A little here. It's not that deep now. What was he saying? Amen. Third level of honor is when the person changes behavior because of you. They honor you, then they change. You may come the way you are, you can't remain the way you are. You can't teach your father how to father you, he will teach you how to be a son, or how to be a daughter. People change their behavior because of you. There are sons and daughters I call, and my call is on miscall, waiting, and they are talking with their friends, but they will not cut it and pick my call. And they will, after the call, say maybe about 2 hours, I'll call. Or drop a message. I pops. I'm not Coco Melon, but I pop melon, what they call it. See, you don't honor a person at your level. You know, you honor a person at his level. Yeah. Some of you were not trained to honor anybody. In your houses, they treat anybody anyhow. They don't give visitors when they come for anything. So you are very, very slow, very, very lackadaisical. Too slow to get water. Too slow to do anything. Very, very sluggish. And it's not like you are that fine. Just lazy. They really teach you to honor people. And you don't know, you have to teach yourself. Because you are going to be in trouble. You go to your, you see everybody is having problem with you because you are rude. You are rude. You talk to your in-laws anyhow. You look down on everybody. Because you are rude. I told you of a house that somebody went to and said the pastors that came to name their baby was eating like bed. That's why we pastors don't eat outside. No matter what much I like you, I'm not going to eat in your house. It's a very powerful principle. I'm not going to eat in your house. So you don't feel you fed me. I'm not going to. Yeah. There are people who even give me gifts. I'm going to make sure I don't spend it. They don't see they've made me rich. In fact, I have a personal principle. I don't like to collect things from people that I don't feel honor me. So they don't feel they are buying me over. It is, I don't feel this person listens to me. I don't feel this fellow is connected to me. I don't feel this fellow. So I don't take gift. I don't do all those stuff. So this is a generation of politics and politics. Many men of God are happy once they put their picture outside and say, Papa, you, and I don't even believe in all those nonsense. When people are celebrating my birthday, the only people I feel I appreciate are those who are listening to me. And I can see the impact of my ministry in their lives. And one of the ways I see the impact is transformation. It's transformation. They have changed their ways because they honor what I'm saying. You can't say you honor me as a husband, you don't allow your wife to talk to me. I say, don't talk to Papa. Don't report me to him. No. That's abusive marriage. I listed my, of course, my spiritual father, number one. Then one other mentor. And I told my wife, any day, any time, morning, night, afternoon, if you feel I'm not doing what is right, report me to them. That's honor. Report me to them. One of my mentors came here. And it was after service. I think it was an assorted Sunday like this. And just came. I said, Miracle Omoario, I said, oh, no, Wala, see your daughter. And he just came to my office. He said, oh yeah, no counseling for you today. Both of you enter my car now. We are going out. Eh? And he drove us to an eatery just a few months ago. Me, I'm not really an outgoing person like that. My wife was so happy and said, go and pick what you want. Thank you, sir. And she went there. Can your father come and pick you and your wife like that? Are you even that receptive? Does he even feel he has that kind of space? That's my mentor. None of you don't know that the devil is inflating you for destruction. And it was during the conversation I found out that my wife has actually been longing for an outing. And me, I'm the last person to think about it. If you take me to a cinema, it may be exciting at first, then it becomes depressing. Because I'm wondering, why can't I preach to everybody here? Why am I going to be inside this tube for 2 hours? What's this? I can't cope. I'm practically shaking them. The last phases that I sleep off. Then they tell me that movie's over. So if you don't want to be depressed, don't even say, let's go to all. No. You are not going to like me being there. My first time in my life of going to a cinema, I stood up in the middle of the movie. I didn't know I shouldn't stand up. And I was saying, what's this? They kick me out of here. They carry me go where I don't know. Amen. You see, because I operate in the prophetic, so I know people by the Spirit, and I know those who know me by the Spirit, and I recognize them. In fact, most times when I'm ministering, the part of the church I go to the most are those I feel are listening to me. I don't know why. That's what I feel. I just feel maybe they are listening to me more. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm human, so I might be wrong. But that's what I feel. And the grace I carry doesn't mind what I feel. It's just going to flow what I feel. Yes, that's the way it works. Hebrews chapter number 12 from verse 8 to 9. Of course, with the exception to those at the back, I cannot be coming there. Camera will not see. Hebrews 12 verse 8 to 9. If ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards. So there are children who love, they believe you love them until you rebuke them. So they love to be without chastisement. The word chastisement there is the word paidios, which means child training. Then he said, are ye bastards and not sons? Look at verse 9 now. Furthermore, we have hard fathers of our flesh, which corrected us. So when your father corrected, you told him that he's no longer your father. The kind of funny things people do in church. And say, I'm doubting in my heart. If really, 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 that heart needs to be watched with exile and detour. You've gone decay because nobody has dealt with your arrogance and pride and self-centeredness and stupidity. Nobody has looked at you in the face and tell you, go and sit down. You are foolish. And for somebody like me, there's an extra grace and courage. I don't send anybody. I don't know why. I really don't send. You can buy me a limousine now. Tomorrow morning you are begging me on your knees and say, hey, Papa, I'm sorry. And I say, take your car key. I'm willing to trek with honor than to ride with shame. So many of you have never really had anybody who dealt with you. Everybody pampered you as the king. What king? Without a crown. Nobody has really told you, sit down there, my friend. You don't know anything. I wish the rich fool has been corrected at some point in his life. He would not have died young. Praise to God. Then I have spiritual children that honored me more after I corrected them. They just said, now I see it. And I'm so excited you did. In fact, I don't think much of you. If I correct you, you didn't send me text message to appreciate me. The way I was raised in my house is that if my father should deal with you, the correction must end with thank you, sir. If it doesn't end with thank you, sir, you're a dangerous boy. He's going to deal with you more and more. And I saw the importance. It is important. The thank you means I recognize you are doing it in my favor. The silence means you are an enemy. And women, don't be Jezebels. Be Abigails. I rebuke one of my boys, and he moved out of the house. So before he moved out, I was talking to him. He slammed the door. We went for a meeting, and I laid hands on him. And I said, from today, when you hold the mic, manifestations happen. You bring down the presence in ways you have never seen before. As he held the mic that day, before he could sing one song, everywhere scattered. That never happened in his ministry. He got to the hotel room. The food they put down, he had opened it and was poking his hand there. And stuff like that. He was doing many stupid stuff. So I rebuked him. And he didn't say thank you, so I knew there was a problem. And we traveled all the way from Mina to Ife. And throughout that journey, I was rather praying in tongues. I didn't say a word. When you are in the car with your father and he's just quiet, and he's just praying in tongues, maybe he did. Because the best time to be with a man is when he's alone. You see abundance from his heart leaping, 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 leaping. If you really want to carry the weight of a man, ride with him. You're going to hear stuffs. You're going to hear sermons you're not hearing on the altar. And I just kept quiet. And he didn't know how to happen. And we got to the house. I still tried to correct him more. And he slammed the door and left. And he had a girl he was dating who also was calling me Papa. So day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, seven. So I called the girl. Then the girl said she was afraid to come. So he came with her. So I said, if you have done well, you'll not be afraid. I said, sit down. You see. So I now said there are two kind of women. Jezebel. Said there's a girl in the Bible. Very fine girl. The husband want the land of another man. It was not his own property. The man didn't sell it to him. He went to his house and was crying. And the woman said, I will get it for you. And she killed the guy and got the land. Said there's another girl. Abigail. The husband, somebody who has helped the husband before, asked for him to help him back. The husband said, do I know you? And David was going to kill all the men in the house. You see. And then the woman went behind with those stuffs and rescued the entire lineage. One died early, one lived long. What kind are you? Don't marry a yes, yes woman. Because even to your grave, she can't object. Anybody who is too happy to marry you can't help you. They worship you like a god. Maybe nobody has married a boy that is this fine in their lineage. I'm too happy! Privilege to be your babe! I want to go and climb the rock tree and fall down. Oh, baby! A good woman can stand her down and say, we are not going to do that. We are not going to do that. You are my husband. But we are both subjected to Christ. You've not taught me this. Let me tell you something. I tell those who are close to me that the fact that I'm married doesn't mean myself and my wife talk everything. We honor God. There are things that come up, I say, we are not going to have this conversation. It won't inspire us. It won't edify us. Let's forget it. Rather pray. So there are many of you that what is keeping you in this church is because I've not dealt with you once. In fact, some of you, I asked you to give and we are giving towards a project. You didn't give because I've rebuked you. You say, I'm not going to give and I'm going to watch how they will do it without me. you are teaching God to move on without you. This God. You know what he's going to do? He's simply just going to erase people you don't. It's a very, that keep up with that attitude. Because what you are doing is that you are helping other destinies. It's going to erase people to a place. When God put things in your hands and you feel, I'm not happy with the house, you're going to show them. Beautiful way for God to spread the seed on many people. And I like it. And particularly, I'm not the kind of pastor who wait on one person to get things done. I'm not going to ever do that. You see. So sometimes I deal with people and they say, I'm going to show Papa. And she don't know what I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him. You can't show your father anything. You're just going to show yourself. God is not going to be on your side. He's not on the side of pride. He's on the side of humility. Yeah. So, anybody who honors you will change their behavior because of you. The number four. People who honor you will receive your agents. They will receive those you send. So what you do to my delegate is exactly what you are doing to me. I have a resident pastor. What do you do to him? You feel if Papa is not in town, I won't come. Then you don't really, really, really honor me. Not at all. Not at all. There was a Sunday I came here. I had to call many sons and daughters. They were not around. This one said, I'm traveled. This one said, I'm sick. This one said, I've done that. Because they don't feel those I've sent to them as something important. They don't feel they're important people. They feel only Papa carries the grace. You have deceived yourself. So what you do to my delegate is another level of seeing how much you honor me. You can't really say you honor me if you don't honor my representatives. So I'd like us to look at Luke chapter number 20 from verse 10. 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 Okay. And at the season he sent a servant to you. So you know this story. Yeah. The man who sent laborers to labor in his vineyard and then was sending different servants. He sent a servant to the husbandmen and they should give him fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. Yes. And again he sent another servant and they beat him also and then treated him shamefully and sent him away empty. Yes. So for those who are called into ministry, well, this is just a very key principle for church planting. You don't send servants, you send sons. But let's leave that. And again he sent the third and they wounded him also and cast him out. And then the Lord of the vineyard, then said Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son and it will be, and it may be that they will reverence him when they see him. But it was a costly mistake. Yeah. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him that the inheritance may be ours. You read the story of the talent, the one that was given one. He didn't recognize it. That one, he didn't work for it too. He said that this man is a wicked man. He wants to reap where he didn't sow. Recognizing. When your heart is not good, you are going to think upside down. When I give you platform to hold the microphone, do you recognize it? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you recognize what it means to put you before the kind of audience that I put you before? When I say lead prayer, or you brought your name among those I want to join it by myself, approved. You have the chance to hold the mic and lead songs. Do you recognize it? Does it mean anything to you? I lodged in an hotel. So that place that I said, the boy put me in a very smelly hotel. So when I got up from the hotel, I was with so, I carried so much grace that I could have put on him. But I didn't feel honored. So the next prostitute, because that place is not even an hotel, it's a brothel, where prostitutes used to stay. In fact, myself and my wife had to agree to buy duvet and all those things. Because my body is very sensitive. Many times I sleep on some bed, then I can't even enjoy myself for some days. There are meetings they bring you for, and then they take the strength of 10 meetings from you. You see? So the prostitute that came to lodge in that hotel after I left, as she laid down on the bed, she was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And she was crying. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to a prostitute there, because the grace just there. It didn't move. It didn't move. And sometimes in a generation, the man of God carrying a dimension of grace cannot give it to anybody. Elisha. You can't, if you like, blame him and say he's narrow-minded. It doesn't change the fact that that thing didn't flow. It was too potent to even raise the dead. I know transference of grace has a lot to do with largeness of heart. But I've told you that when the heart is so large, it's like a graveyard. You can die inside, they bury you and all those things. You don't even know you are dead because of the capacity. So you look at Genesis number 49 when Jacob wanted to bless his sons. And he said, let me tell you. He didn't even say, I want to bless you. He said, I want to tell you what will befall you in the last days. Hey. And he said, Esau. He couldn't wait to call him. You are my firstborn. The beginning of my might. Look at it. My might. The beginning of my strength. The excellency of dignity and the excellence of power. Huh? But what's the next thing he said? Unstable. That's his remark about him. He's unstable as water. Then he said, thou shall not excel. Oh, Netayo. That's the meaning. I pray for you, you will excel. Amen. So, you know what I see? Most times when I come to hold Bible study here, and I'm holding Bible study, some of you don't come. You are in this city, but you won't come. You follow at home. And you're going to follow for long. When I travel for meetings and I go to places, how many of you have seen me ministering in different meetings? You are saying it's like I'm seeing another papa. Let me see your hands up. Do you know why? They receive me better. They appreciate. So I had to now force myself to bring the apostolic dimension on the house. Because you people don't feel he's a pastor, so what's the point? They receive me better. Some of them are not wise. I saw that the woman I went to minister somewhere. And when he was done ministering, he said, if I was preaching to another audience, by the time I'm done saying this thing, they'll be in front crying and asking God for mercy. He said, but you poor are very foolish. And he dropped the mic and he left. And it was a major meeting. And I said, I don't mind him. Who does he think he is? He's as anointed as so. You know, there are things which people say that they should die. Why saying it? Do you, with all those things you say, do you know who he is? Do you know the reason why God don't throw away sons like that? It takes him a lot to raise a man like that. People will rise up and insult up their labia and say, Jesus, Jesus. Do you know what it takes for God to raise a man like that? People who are trying to cut people down, you don't know the economic importance of the person you are trying to bring down in the spirit realm. And until you are at that level of economic importance, you keep quiet. And anyways, you can't even be at that level and talk anyhow. That's why you see that the fathers are at the top. When one is down, others surround him. Because they know what it takes for God to raise their kind. God forbid that I make a mistake. God forbid. It will never happen in Jesus' name. There are sons and daughters who say, we know him. Don't mind him. A stupid man, they will join people and kill you and say many things against you and rubbish you. I say, don't mind him. They won't pray for you even though you pray for them in their days. They will not stand with you in the place of prayer. I have very few sons and daughters who are praying for me. Very few. Very few. Who say, and when they say we are praying for, there are some who don't even pray for themselves. They don't even pray for themselves. They say, pray for one papa. No, papa. and you are seeing grace, you are seeing favor. There are many of you who will not even share testimony in church because you can't accredit what is happening in your life towards my prayers. You say, no, no, no. I did do me the work. I shared that story. It's a very sad story. My first son who got a job amongst us, a minister. And I thank God that happened because I didn't even know that could happen. How much was the job? 100,000. 100,000. We have a policy in this house. We give our first fruit. And he said, go and ask Papa, did God give me the job? I'm quoting him. I went for the interview. I studied. They asked me questions. I answered. Did God give me that job? I didn't know a pastor can say that. You don't know yourself until you break through. Meanwhile, when he was coming from that interview, I called him to prank him. I was pranking him. And I said, look at you. I called him with another number and I was joking, just because I can be very funny sometimes. I prank people and they enter into fasting. You see? I called one like that with another number. Ademola Omogumoyela. Oh. I didn't know it was his father that picked the call. And they had received a prophecy that somebody wants to kill them. So the phone was just shut for 3 days. It was doing marathon. It was myself and Yemi Kings that did it. So one was doing, ooh. Yeah. Don't think that because I'm a man of God, I don't have sense of humor or something. No, I do. Amen. So I called him and I pranked him when he was coming from the interview. That look at you, you forgot all your documents inside a mold. Come to Susan so please and pick. And I didn't know it actually happened. He had forgotten all his documents inside a mold. So he now said, hey, Jesus, I can't find you. And I said, wait. This is me, I'm just joking, okay? He now said, but Papa, it's you. Thank you, sir, but I can't find it. And I said, I decree and declare, before today, before the sunset, we're going to see it. So he went back to their bus stop and he just met somebody holding it. And he took the document. Then somebody got that kind of job and said, did God give me the job? So I don't know you. I can labor and pray for you till you are blessed. Then you feel I'm rag. And say, what is he? So you won't share your testimony in church because you feel church people are broke and poor. But God is going to raise many sons for himself. So I know these things I'm saying, but I'm just quiet. And I'm looking at many of you. You are wasting your chance of becoming a pillar in destiny because of pride and arrogance. When God began to bless me, I met my spiritual father at a point where when I go to church, sometimes I'm stepping out. They know what I'm saying. He knows in his heart that I don't have tifa. You know what I'm saying? And he sends somebody to give me money. And I would say, no, I should be the one giving to you. But in all of those seasons, I was vowing to God. And the proof of my vow is justified now. There are sons who are vowing that when they become better, they will disgrace their fathers. And there are sons that were vowing that as you bless me, Lord, I'm going to make sure this man never struggles. So I was vowing to God that as you lift me, this man will never look up to you in tears for what you have blessed me with. You see. I went to his house a while ago, this year. And I said to him, I said, sir, please, I don't want you to be discouraged. Because before the year runs out, we're going to change your car again. So we're going to come and collect this, then upgrade it into an SUV. And the truth is that, for me to say that, I don't know the level that others are. And the truth is not even that me too, I have and have and have like that. But it is in my heart to give. You see. I was talking with my father, my biological father, and he said to me, he said, you know, you are my son that when I think of, I'm glad that God loves me. He says, so I want you to help so and so person. It doesn't gladden my heart to see that the person is struggling. So I said to him, say no more. So I went to go and break some savings and all that. And I said, all right, the person can have it. I know that what I'm going to get in return is going to be grace for much more. You see, many of you are not wise. You think it's about coming to church and shout and do fastings and prayer. What grace is flowing towards you because you honor? What grace? Your life, and let me tell you something. One of the, you try it and tell God to open your eyes to recognize your father spiritually. You're going to see that you are the one who's been a fool. So once in a while, people have spiritual recognition and a veil just removes. And I just see that, yeah. It's not like it is that point I'm becoming what they are seeing. I've always been. But they can't see it. Who am I to you? It's just a pastor who is holding the microphone. What possibility do I represent? It's Apostle Femi Lazarus. There are people who have met me once and their lives changed forever. I'm not God, but because they, and I see that when you recognize a grace, it flows in the proportion of your recognition. When I come to your house, do you know what it means? What kind of preparation do you put in place? He's coming. He's coming to come and bless us. When my spiritual father was going to come to greet us, myself and my wife, we went to buy entirely new plates. It is not like we have different kind of stuff, but the person that is coming. My wife, one of these days, let me wrap up with this. I gave her some money to get some things like that. And she came back. And while she was unraveling the stuff, the way women are unraveling, you just allowed them. And I just sat down. Wow, great, amazing, this is good. And I saw a very fine golden plate and some golden spoons. And I was like, wow. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because I remember when I went to Abuja, I just came back and I said, we need to change many of the things we are using to host guests. That I want us to get more and upgrade something, higher version. So I thought she had bought it. Then she came to meet me upstairs when after the whole stuff. He didn't say a word. And brought food for me. And brought food in that golden plate and golden spoons. And tears dropped from my eyes. That you mean you bought this plate for me? Ha! You are blessed. That's my wife. Hey God. See, even my eyes are teary right now. I didn't. Nobody has bought that for me in my life. Nobody has bought that for me. I said, you mean you bought this for me? Me? Is it that I don't have the money to buy it myself? I do, more than enough. What's golden plate? But somebody thought to buy golden plates and golden spoons for me. Ah. And I noticed that everything she was doing entered another level from that moment. I took mental note of it. Sometimes they are praying and I come online and sneak in. And I saw that the authority level has shifted. Somebody posted something yesterday and said she was in one meeting. Most of you think I don't say all these things. And my wife was praying. All of a sudden she switched to lion mode. And the fellow said, what I was seeing was Papa. Yeah. She will carry it because she honors me. She honors me. Many wives, you know, they get familiar with their husbands. Teach your wife to honor you. And honor your husband. Even if you feel you are smart, keep quiet. And find a wise way to channel your wisdom. What I'm telling you is a lot. Our ministry is not going at the pace we are going because we are smart. Every year you see my father come here and I kneel down with my wife. And he lays hands on me. I'm not afraid to say publicly he's my father. That's the secret. Sometimes ministers come here and they tell you stuff I've done. And you are wondering. A minister of God came here and he promised us stuff and he's not been able to do it. And there's no problem. The truth is that the way we honor people here, they make you promise what you don't have. So I know. So I was praying within the week. We need 15 million there. What we've had so far is maybe 2.2. So I called him and I said, please send me your account. Each money I've sent to him was cash. I said, I want to have your account as a regular base of transference. And you know what he asked me? He said, who are you? He said, I'm still thinking I made promise I've not done it. And this is what you are thinking. I said, I'm not a fool. I know you by the Spirit. Send your account number. He said, Pastor Femi, I'm just lost for words. So I sent what I wanted to send to him. How does your heart work? There are times I see fathers post something online and I call some of my sons and I say, from today, anytime you see this father post this, redesign it, send it to me, I'll forward it to him. You get what I'm saying? Recognition. Recognition. Now, let me tell you this. And this will break your pride. One day, my father was outside, was walking, and a blind man came. He said he's not going to give this blind man money. Then he took the blind man, then he led him into an eatery, and he said, sit down. He said they should serve him fresh fish. Oh, his plate was full. And when the man was done, he too had beside the man. He counted 10,000 naira, and he gave the man. And the man was shaking, I was crying. And I was a man. He said, nobody has done this for me. He was shaking. And the man said, please, if I tell you to do something, will you do it? Now, don't make a doctrine out of what I'm saying. It's an exceptional case. The man said, I want you to go and give alms to the poor and all those things. Please, do you mind? He said, go and give salt. My father, he said, salt. Okay, just happy man. I'm not endorsing all those things. I'm just saying a story that happened the way it happened. And after some days, he just thought, let me just go and do it. Just give some stuff to them. And as he did, we're still in the process of distributing when AMPP called him, the then AMPP, and said, we want you to handle our sound, all the campaigns across the country. That was when I met Buhari for the first time. We sat together in the glass house. Senator Kabiru Gaya, Abubakar Remy, met all those guys. Remy is dead now. Then PDP also called. Said we wanted to go and be our sound person throughout this campaign, all through, all around the nation. Presidential. So that was when I also met Obasanjo. We go and watch the campaign video. Us in that video. And for each of the, so imagine campaign that went for about 3 to 4 months. And for every stadium setting was in millions. For 2 major parties. When humility comes on you, you will submit to the spiritual protocol that controls the physical. If not, what you have in your hands will be the last you have when you are done exhausting your sense about it. And I, see, discard everything I've taught you and then say it doesn't matter. We're going to see. Many of you don't honor me yet, but by the time you see the grace I'm submitted under and the force that is carrying me, later you will now say, ah, it's my papa. Let's bow our heads and pray. I've said so much. Father, I thank you for your children. I pray they hear. I pray they listen. I pray they change. We declare this service opened. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you.
The blessings in the Word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the Word. Be a doer of the Word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-3095-9735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.